Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
Okay, so Rob got clips.
Yeah.
So here is Enrique Iglesias being interviewed in Spanish.
Nah, porque iba a sitios que hacía mucho frío, entonces me he resfriado un poco, pero estoy bien, estoy bien.
You hear it?
Nope.
I can't hear the lift.
Let's try this in a little longer.
Nunca había venido a uno de mis conciertos, entonces era la primera vez y fue una grata sorpresa y se lo pasaron bien.
¿Tú los invitaste o ellos te dijeron llévanos?
No, yo les invité porque sabía que estaba en Miami.
¿Y si concierto?
I couldn't tell. Okay, well. What is the name of that show he's on?
El Gordo y la Flaca.
Okay. And what does that mean?
The fat and the skinny.
But in reference to?
The two hosts of the show.
Oh, one's fat, one's skinny?
Yeah, the guy's fat and the girl's skinny.
Oh.
Oh, damn.
Now, I thought it was like a gossip type show, and it was like we would say the fat person with the skinny.
Yeah.
On what's going on.
So if one of them ever leaves to go to another show, you've pretty much limited your opportunities there.
Yeah, it won't sound as cool.
If the big guy leaves, like, well, you're going to have to be over 250 to get this job.
Yeah, you got to be gorda.
Gordo solo.
Yeah, so they're not what you would call woke. How do you say woke in Spanish? They're not woke.
I don't know.
They can still make jokes about people's being fat.
Oh, yeah, Spanish people don't care.
Yeah. And they're just, you know, having to take 1-minute showers. That's what they're worried about. The water shortage. I don't know any other Spanish food other than a paella. And that just looks like it feeds the whole neighborhood.
Oh, it's so good, though.
Big pan. Mm.
Yeah.
There's croquetas. Croquetas are good. There's a couple.
You can't just say it.
What is a croqueta?
I don't know what a croquette is. It's like a fried on the outside, and on the inside it has like rice and usually some type of meat, like a ground beef or.
Oh, it's a meat pie.
Yeah, I was gonna say it sounds like a meat pie.
Like Louisiana meat pie.
It looks like a hush puppy, like it's a circle.
Yeah, so it's like a frite.
Yeah. You keep your croquettes. We'll keep them meat pies. We call them meat pies.
Now, that's more of a fritter.
Yeah, like a fritter, exactly. Mm-hmm.
What's an empanada?
Empanada, hey, empanada for you.
I like that. Empanadas are different depending on the country that you're from. So, like, our empanadas in El Salvador are going to be probably what you know from, like, Sabor, Latin Grill. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the outside is fried. It's a crescent shaped with ground beef in the middle. Yeah.
And sand.
And sand.
We put sand in ours.
That just gives the extra crunch.
Yeah, it's a sand sandwich.
But I think in Puerto Rico, empanadas are, like, sweet. They're made out of guava. They're, like, it's completely different. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. My dog walker came back one time. She'd been spending some time in El Salvador. She goes, do you like my sweater? I was like, yeah, it's nice. She goes, it's made of bugs. I was like, well,
what?
I'm sorry? I thought I was misunderstanding. She goes, it's made with bugs. Like, are you saying, like, bugs? Like, insects? She goes, yes.
Just bugs. Yeah, bugs.
It's expensive. I don't have the time to figure out like what the F you're talking about. But apparently they get the dye from the bugs and they make the sweater.
Oh. I thought you were saying empanada makes sense because she brought you some empanadas. No.
Sorry. A bug empanada.
Yeah, this one's filled with bugs.
She's just explaining what an empanada is. And he goes, well, that makes sense because my dog walker came back from El Salvador and she was wearing a sweater.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything. I was really confused. But did I miss part of this conversation?
Sorry.
She had a sweater made of bug empanadas.
Taco Bell used to have an apple empanada.
Yeah, I know. It was really good.
Was it fried on the, like a apple pie kind of? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they took it away.
It does make a difference though, Riggins, the way you phrased it. What was the first thing you told us about? The croquette?
Croquetas.
Yeah. And then the difference between a croquette and just calling it a meat pie. Yeah. One seems far more direct than the other.
Yeah. The more she explained it, the more I started visualizing it as more of a fritter than a meat pie.
Yeah.
Which the meat pies, Louisiana meat pies, are delicious.
Oh, so good.
And very, I know the name is appetizing.
Yes, you can work on the name.
What's in there, meat? It's a pie, meat pie.
Does what it says.
On yeah, we also have crawfish pies.
Mmm.
Yeah.
And it's fried, too.
Yeah, the crawfish pie is kind of like if you had a crawfish etouffee and you stuffed it into a pocket and deep fried it.
God, I want that.
And remember the always popular Frito pie.
What's a Frito pie?
You just take a bag of Fritos, cut the side open, pour some chili down in there, put some cheese, and mix that bitch up.
Yeah. It's made delicious. The other day, TJ.
Yeah.
I think it's like a high school football staple on a Friday night.
Do you guys have any type of dipping sauces with these pies, or just you eat them just like that?
Just like that, or you can put hot sauce on them or whatever. Our dipping sauces are for crawfish and things like that that you're just eating, you know, as is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually like a mayo, ketchup, and hot sauce mix.
Yes.
Mix it up.
Yum.
You ever do tartar sauce with the ketchup mixed up in there?
Yeah.
Squeeze a little lemon in it. It'll be good.
It's like a spicy aioli. Yummy.
If I knew what aioli was, I could agree or disagree.
Some kind of horn.
But I don't know. I really don't know, so I'm just going to refrain from comment.
So I want an empanada.
My mom makes them so good. Oh, I love when she makes them.
And what does she put them, the beef and rice and all that, or does she do them sweet?
No, she does them, they're savory. So they're potatoes, ground beef, and some type of spice and rice. And then she uses the fork to press down on the edges.
Yeah.
And puts them in.
Crimp the edges.
Yeah, crimp the edges.
There's a lot of empanada places around here.
Yeah, there are.
I've never even seen one.
But are they brick and mortar places? I don't like eating off of wheels.
Well, I got a feeling Felix Handmade Empanadas Food Truck is not.
Oh, that place is actually really good, and it's it does have a roof over it.
But it's a food truck?
No, it used to be a food truck. Now they are in that place I was telling you guys, the food hall that's here in Charlotte. They're one of the places in there.
Optimus
Food Hall. Yeah.
I love that place.
Oh, yeah, man. I love it.
You can just walk around. I'm going to get some of this. I'm going to get some of that.
I went the other day. I got sushi. I got potsticker dumplings. I got some Dan Dan noodles.
What does this Optimus place transform into?
Optimus Prime.
Roll off.
Yeah, that's all I know about Transformers.
Optimus.
Prime.
But,
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What is the Optimus Club? Did you have one of those when you were a kid in your town?
No.
There was an Optimus Club. I don't know what Optimus International or something like that, I think.
No, we couldn't afford that.
Yeah, we just had one of our baseball teams. Like, who do you play for? From Optimus Club. Oh, okay. They were the sponsor, and nobody knew what the hell they were.
I think it was
a
cult.
It might have been.
Like Scientology.
I barely got out.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a cult. Which one? Yeah. Optimus Club.
Right. They force us to look at things in a positive way.
Yeah. Gilberto just sent a message that said, and they say weed don't kill brain cells. LOL. I have a sister that does what Riggins does. We'd be talking about one thing, and out of nowhere, she says something not related to the conversation. LOL.
Was it funny?
Yes, it was very funny. Because if someone told me their clothes was made out of bugs, I would also be like, what?
Exactly. I never forgot that. Yeah. It's made out of bugs.
I just want that impression. It's that impression always I find
like,
entertaining.
Like, okay? Yeah. What'd you say?
I swore I was misunderstanding.
And you said she was Salvadorian, right?
Yeah.
I've never heard of clothes made out of bugs.
Who has?
Anytime he talks about her, just to get that accent in there, I'm all for it.
I love it.
Was it soft?
I don't know if I touched it. It didn't look soft.
Mm.
Looked like an Afghan.
Oh.
Yeah, like that kind of like thick yarn.
Mm.
It's expensive.
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah. Well, I mean, to someone in El Salvador, everything's expensive.
Yeah, that's true. The whole world was a little crazy. She goes, it's different in where I'm from because the dogs live on the roof. I was like, what are you talking about?
That's true.
Do they climb up there themselves? How do they get up there?
I don't know how they get up there. I never asked, but that was one of the things that I remember the one time I went to El Salvador is the dogs on the roof. And my mom slept with a machete every single night because there was people can get on the roof. And then they can get into your house because there's an open courtyard in the middle of all the houses that has no roof over it. So if someone climbs onto your roof, they can just drop down into the courtyard.
So a machete is Salvadorian for security guard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your mom slept with a machete every
night. It was like her size. My mom's only like 2 inches taller than me with a big old machete. Yes.
My question becomes, if the courtyard causes that big of a security issue, why keep building the house with a damn courtyard?
I don't know, but my grandpa put electrical wire around the roof so that
someone
tried to get out there, they would get electrocuted.
Frayed live wire.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Now you got a terrified dog on the roof.
The live wire was also how their telephone transmitted. Yeah. Just cut that down.
Sparking.
Yeah, when my cousin was here a couple weeks ago, she asked me if I ever wanted to go back because my family has a lot of property out there and it's in a nice area. But I had the worst time. I got sick, throwing up the whole time. The water was cold when you had to take a shower. I didn't like that. It was not fun. You had to sleep with a machete. And the last night that we were there, there was an earthquake because one of the volcanoes was going to erupt.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I don't ever want to come back.
Icing on the cake. Live volcano right there. We forgot to tell you.
Yeah, so I'm good on that.
Look at you. How do you say flexing in Spanish with all your land?
No sé. Yo no sé.
Yeah, you're going to be country rich.
Well, you could be rich out there.
I know.
Oh, yeah. And then get kidnapped.
And get kidnapped, yeah. So I'm not doing that.
You just hide on the roof with the dogs.
Yeah. That was the most confusing conversation. She looked at my dog and she goes, you have a nice life. You could be living on a roof. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, what?
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on acetj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Yeah, Riggins and Alexis were just telling me about this restaurant, how good it is and all this stuff. And I hear people talking about it all the time. Ace, you were taking a dump. So you didn't hear it. And
fastest ever.
So they're telling me about it, and then I ask the question that I always have to have the answer to before I'll go to a new place. That, you know, that I've never been. It doesn't have to be a new place, just new to me. Like, do they have a wait staff, or do I have to go through some sort of a line, order at the counter, and then go sit down and wait on a number to be called or something? And it's a savagery of going and ordering from a pegboard.
A pegboard?
Yeah. And then Do you look up or down at the menu when you're there?
You look up.
Okay, well, then I'm done.
Definitely well, that's not
that's
going
a good
there.
Benchmark. I have to look up or down at the menu.
Mm-hmm. Looking up, it's no good.
It's no bueno.
And it looks, it seems like all the good barbecue places now are that way, too. Like, if you go to Nashville and go to those barbecue places, they have in Nashville.
The line?
Yeah. Yeah, a bunch of liberal shit.
One time I mentioned that, and I'll never forget this, I mentioned that my ex-wife had ordered wine at a sporting event, and TJ said, golden rule, you should never look up to order wine.
That is actually true.
Excellent point.
It's like, I never thought of it, but yeah, because you'd be standing at the concession stand. Mm-hmm. You should never look up to order wine.
Yeah, I wouldn't order wine.
Yeah, you shouldn't look up to order wine and then expect something good.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I mean, if you know it's going to be, you
know. Box wine.
Yeah, you're not getting that one.
Oh, they say a lot of the box wine now is good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love this.
I don't say that because I don't know.
This DM we got from Taylor that says, Alexis, my family lives in a very nice area there. Also, Alexis, my mom had to sleep with a machete.
Now, does she mean security guard? Or does she mean an actual weapon?
Probably actual weapon.
Okay.
Everybody has machetes out there, and they're very nice, too. They come in these leather, like, embroidered holders.
Because y'all aren't allowed to have guns legally, are you?
No, they have guns.
Legally.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you know how I am with the law. I do what I want.
You know me and the law.
No, because my grandpa had a lot of guns, so I don't know if that's illegal or not.
Yeah, I don't think they're free to have the guns in those types of the dictatorships.
Hmm. And it's crazy because it's the place where you need it the most.
I know. Well, that's why. Because you don't have them. But we have a lot of Hispanic listeners on the podcast. They start tech. We got at least three. Three messages from
what is
Hispanic listeners.
Nice.
Look at that.
It says only licensed gun owners may lawfully acquire, possess, or transfer a firearm or ammunition.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard to get a license.
Probably. You got to pass a background check. No one's going to pass it out there.
Yeah. I was thinking about going one day. El Salvador.
No, you were not.
On a cruise.
Cruising by it. Yes. El Salvador is a democratic republic governed by a president and an 84-member legislative assembly.
Right. So is Mexico. But you see what they did in that cartel.
When I went on.
What is that? What is it? What's the narcos?
Yeah. Narcos. Yeah.
Narcos.
Narcos, los narcotraficantes. When I went to El Salvador, we went to where my mom was born, and it was like this, it was out in the middle of nowhere, but we got to ride horses, like just ride them wherever we wanted to, and that was the coolest thing ever. Hmm. But then
call it transportation there. Right? Were they horses or barros?
No, they were horses.
You're Uber. Yeah.
But then the uncoolest thing was I really had to go to the bathroom, and they were like, okay, let's show you the bathroom, and it was an outhouse with no lights, no electricity, and I was like, nope, I'm going to hold it.
That is really uncoolest.
Uncoolest.
Well, I think it would be funny if they named a horse Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be very funny.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Uber.
Uber the like, horse.
In the Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Uber.
Damn.
But I hear it's beautiful this time of year.
The beaches are nice.
That's yeah, I know. That's all I'd be going for. Just to go to the beach.
Yeah.
They have good snack bar at the beach.
I thought they have great coffee.
Coconuts. They cut them right open and put a straw in them for you. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Does it come with a side of cocaine?
Yeah. Kevlar. Side of Kevlar.
Is El Salvador famous for the drug trade?
Honestly, I don't know. I'm not sure about that. So.
Or do you just have to buy the drugs? They won't make any trade. Well, I've got a 1984 Chevy four-wheel drive. It still runs, but, you know, it's got some rust spots on it. Oh. I'll trade you that for that cocaine.
Did your mom grow up there?
No, she was. She moved to the United States when she was about six.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But when she went back, so my mom took a year off and she went backpacking, and she went back to El Salvador because she said that she wanted to see if she could live the life of an authentic Salvadorian. And she says that the transportation over there, like the public, like Uber, there's this pickup truck that passes by and you pay like 5 cents to get on it, and you're just riding. All these people are standing in the back of this pickup truck.
And you yell, like, next corner. Yeah.
You just tell the person where you need to get dropped off. But she says that she would just be holding on to the rail. That's all you have to hold on to. And there's a bunch of people in the back. But I give her credit for doing it, because I would never.
You'd have gotten all the way there and been like, nipples, I'm going home. Never mind.
You're complaining about the dents in your car. She's riding in the bed of a pickup. Hold on for dear life.
She just lives there. Like, she's done it her whole life.
Yeah, you're over here getting seatbelt tickets.
Yeah. It's like, my car has dents in it. I'm like, we're getting in the bed of a pickup truck.
With like 20 other people.
Yeah, with 20 strangers.
Yeah, and while you're 4'10", getting trampled in the bed of a truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a little gangster, my mom.
Yeah.
I could never.
See, you're proud of your mom for trying it or whatever. I would be like, Mama, why are you so stupid? why did you have to go over there to figure that out for yourself? Can't you just, watch TV? And then you go, hey, that shit's not for me. God bless America. Yeah. Wrap yourself in the American flag and get out on the porch and shell some peas. You're here now.
Exactly.
Welcome home.
You're one of the lucky ones. Just be thankful and enjoy it.
Yeah, no Salvadorian Walmart.
They have McDonald's out there.
They do?
Yeah, it tastes weird.
Yeah.
And have I told you guys how, I don't think they do this anymore, who knows, but how they serve sodas out there. So if you go to the corner store, like corner market, you go in there and they serve the sodas inside of a Ziploc bag with a straw. They won't give you the cans or the bottle. They'll pour it inside of a Ziploc bag and they put a straw in it.
I think you did tell us that.
I don't know if maybe they make money off of the cans and the bottles, so that's why they keep them. But yeah.
I want to try that. I want to drink out of a Ziploc.
You just throw it in your cup holder?
No, like in here on the air or something. I'm gathering it's a small, like a sandwich bag Ziploc, not the gallon size.
No.
And the straw sticks up out of the zipper part?
Yeah, they just put it in there.
Yeah. This guy does a whole thing about Coca-Cola in El Salvador, and he drinks it out of a bag.
Oh, he looks straight Salvadorian, too. Yep.
That's exactly how it is. Oh, it's not even a Ziploc. It's just a plastic bag. It doesn't even have a zip tie on it.
And they hand it to him through like a dirty iron grate.
That's exactly how the stores are.
Thank you.
You guys probably think I make things up.
You can't even put that down.
No, you have to drink it.
You got to drink it all the way out before you can, because there's no way you can put that on a table and walk away from it.
Is there ice in it? Or is that cold?
It is cold. It's cold. And they also do these things that are called, like, it's almost like their versions of popsicles, and they put them in that same exact bag, but they freeze them, and they call them charamuscas, and they have different flavors. But they, so what you do is they're tied, and they put them in the freezer, and they freeze, and then when you buy one, you'll bite the corner of it, and then you just eat it through the corner of the plastic bag. You
spit out the plastic.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, if she hadn't told me, I would have never, but she's like, we drink sodas out of bags. I'm like, no, you don't. That's a lie. But here it is, son of a bitch.
And then she said Ziploc. Well, it's not even a Ziploc.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
it's just a plastic
what is that?
Bag.
But if I said plastic bag, you probably think grocery bag.
So no, while trying to find this, I found something that y'all might find interesting. Coke, always a step ahead, finally figured out, hang on a minute. They're not giving the bottles to customers, and we're spending a fortune because they're sending all these bottles back, and we're buying them back from them. So Coke said, screw this. They started putting Coke now in
little pouches.
Costa Rica, Guatemala, Cuba, the Philippines, and El Salvador. You buy Coke in a bottle-shaped plastic bag. Somehow they give shape to the bottle. So now they just sell them. They come in the plastic. It looks like a Capri Sun is
That's
what it's
cool.
like. So you just jam the straw in there, and they've made it like a Capri Sun looking bag that has that says Coke on the outside.
Why are these every vendor in El Salvador is sending us back all these empty bottles?
Yeah, like we are spending a fortune on bottles in El Salvador, Costa Rica, whatever. So now they just bypass the bottles altogether. They made their own bag, so they just sell them out of the bag.
Stinking American.
In their cups.
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny, you'll share.
There was just a big moment, Ace, at the end of the regular old morning show for today. If you're listening to this at some other time, today is Wednesday, February 10th, 2021. Riggins just realized that the name Sissy is short for sister, or means sister.
Oh, yeah, really?
I didn't know that. I knew you had an aunt, Sissy.
Yeah.
And he said it was short for sister. I never pieced that together, but that makes sense.
Because my mom, her real name is...
you don't know your mom's real name?
No, my aunt's name. My aunt's real name is Gloria. But my mom always called her, because she's 9 years older than my mom.
Okay.
So my mom always called her sister.
Yeah.
And so we just shortened it. Somehow it got shortened. That's Aunt Sissy.
Yeah.
And I didn't know as a kid... Someone was like, you know, her name is Gloria. I was like, what? Dude, I thought her name was Sissy. That's why we called her that. It wasn't. Like,
how you spell that? G-L-O-R-I-A, Gloria.
Yeah.
Aunt Gloria. Gloria.
Gloria.
Did they pronounce it Gloria? Because my family in Louisiana would have pronounced it Gloria.
No, I don't. Honestly, I don't know that I've ever heard. Oh, it's been years since my grandparents died. I haven't heard it because both my other aunt, my Aunt Mickey, and my mom call her sister.
Hmm.
And her kids don't call her. I rarely ever hear her name called Gloria.
Now, why was she the only one called sister? Why didn't they all call each one of them, every one of them, sister? Because they're all sisters.
Know. I guess it started with my Aunt Mickey, who's the middle sister. There are three. She's the middle sister. She couldn't say... Where was Gloria? I think she had a hard time saying when she was a little girl, like when you're just first learning to speak. So she just called her sister.
Sister.
And so that's kind of what stuck. And then when my mom came along, she just heard my aunt calling her sister all the time. So she just called her sister. That's kind of how it came to be.
I wonder why slang for a female friend never picked up sis, like bruh.
Huh.
Come on, sis.
Come on, sis. I don't know, but when I see girls talking to their boyfriends going, bruh, and you see it all the time, it drives me crazy. Yeah. Don't call me bruh if I'm dating you.
It drives me crazy.
Alexis?
Well, not dating, just in general. I always say it. It's like, I wouldn't have
a problem if it was just some like a friend, but if it's my girlfriend, she's like, bruh.
Nah, bruh.
No.
You tripping, bruh.
Does it bother you, Alexis, if some guy calls you dude?
No, not at all.
That's what I was about to say. Oh. I hate that more. Is when I hear somebody refer to a woman as bruh or dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's dumb.
So, dude.
Dude's got ding-a-lings.
Well, no one's going to say dudette. That's dumb. Well, hey, just, dudette.
Yeah. Who would say that? There's no such word as a dudette.
I think there is, isn't there?
No.
I thought there was.
It shouldn't be.
No.
I always prefer...
Dudes and dudettes.
The way Riggins' father uses... Is it what is your name?
Bro.
dude. Or yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a lot. But you, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, you're cheesed. You're cheese, bro. Yeah, he says bro too. You're cheese, bro.
That's the one that gets me the most. You're cheese, bro.
Dude, you're cheese.
What is that? What do you got there? Is that what? 8 iron? 150?
Yeah.
Bro.
Dude, you're cheese. Yells at people.
That's
at
your
the
dad
golf
saying
course.
That?
Yeah. Oh. Yells at people on the golf course.
I need to meet him. He sounds so funny.
Is your dad is he a good golfer?
Yeah, he's really good.
Okay.
Yeah. He's real good. He called me the other day to talk about the Christmas gift I gave him. I gave him a propane heater for his golf cart. He's very excited about it.
So he can cook out there.
So he can cook on
it. While riding around, he's got
some brats going.
Yeah. Got some nice brats, hot pepper, sweet and hot. Italian sausage, sweet and hot.
I don't know where, though, the term bubby came from for brother or bubba, which is a southern thing to call, you know, the brother bubby or bubba.
Bubby.
Yeah. Like my.
We never had that.
My wife's little twin. Redneck niece and then, well, the twins of my wife's redneck sister. That's put it that way. Yeah. They've forced them to call each other Bubby and Sissy their whole lives.
Oh, really? They're the ones that started that with them.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what they wanted. It's going to be really? Bubby and Sissy Bubby since and the Sissy. Day they were born. Yeah. Mm,
okay.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
But
we just always went with our names. In my house.
I think my parents tried to get me in, maybe I did when I was really small, to call my brother Bubba. I don't know. I guess it was that same reason, and that didn't last very long. I don't even remember saying it very often, so it must have been when I was really young.
He's got a short name, too. It's easy to say.
Yeah. Todd. But then he would always say, don't take Todd's name in vain. Which is always good. It's good. Yeah.
That is good.
Don't you dare take Todd's name in vain.
Yeah.
Oh, my Todd.
My Todd.
I'll have the filet of Todd. Sandwich.
Fried Todd. Yeah, my brothers picked out my name for their kids. Like, it's Uncle B, but I don't like that.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't?
No.
That sounds cool.
Give me my full name. Uncle like, B. I don't know why you get to decide what they call me. I guess that.
Yeah.
I think that's cool to have that name, like Uncle B. That's kind of a cool. That's kind of a cool.
It fits
you.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about it.
You don't like it?
I think it doesn't fit you.
Yeah. And that's what I thought. I was like, so you just assigned the name to me?
Yeah. You're not a B.
But what I
but
did.
But isn't what that I, what your dad calls you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which Junior. Is short for bullshit.
Beef no. for my dad, and it's Junior with my mom.
Yeah.
Your mom calls you Junior?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but I'm not.
I'm not a Junior.
I'm not a Junior.
What?
Her fun name for you,
I guess.
Yeah. Aw, like I never a little
knew,
squirt.
I knew your dad called you B. I never knew your mom called you Junior.
Junior. Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, again, there's no reason for it.
No. Stupid. And then they've told me that, you know, my nieces and nephews call my mom and dad Mimi and Pops or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they've told me when I have kids, that's what they have to call them. And just because they told me that, now I'm like, well, now I don't want them to do it. I don't care what. Like, it has never even occurred to me what my kids in the future.
But that's kind of
the tradition.
Yeah, the firstborn pretty much picks all the names.
Yeah, I mean, so now I'm like going to double down. I'm like, well, not with me.
So we had, so my grandparents had 8 grandkids, and the first one, they called them Mama and Papa,
which they is what were. Your kids should call your parents.
Yeah. Mama and Papa,
Mama and Papa.
I like that, and
it got all the way down to my youngest cousin. His name, well, he's not the youngest, but my middle cousin. His name is Charlton, and he just decided, yeah, I don't do that, and he called my grandparents by their names. Roy and Daisy.
Roy and Daisy.
And he just called him. He just would call him Roy. Roy, I need to get. And his whole life he did it, and it just kind of became this thing. Like that was their thing. He just decided, I'm just not doing that. What the rest of y'all are doing.
I get it.
Yeah, I've always, you know, just gone with that tradition that I think the oldest grandchild should, because it's established, you know, and it's not like they're going to call your parents, you know. Something bad, you know.
Yeah.
If you, I mean, it's not like you're being submissive to your brother. Do your middle brother's kids call your parents what your older brother's kids do?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all aren't that close.
No. But it wasn't even my brothers. It was my sisters-in-law telling me. Oh, that's anything. I'm like, mind your business. I don't even have kids yet, but like, shit, mind your business.
But
it's easy for your parents, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, now I just torture them. I'm like, well, it's not going to be that.
Like, my daughter is the oldest grandchild in Jody's family. And her mom wanted to be called Mimi, which a lot of grandmothers in Louisiana are called Mimi.
Yeah.
And her dad didn't care. He's like, I don't give a shit. They're going to call me what they want to call me anyway, and blah, which I've never understood either. You know, a toddler's not just going to pick a name out of nowhere. Yeah. So I said, all right, well, I want them to call you Granddaddy.
Granddaddy.
And he goes, that's fine with me. They can call me anything. So Granddaddy to me is... it's really strong Southern, but it's not too country sounding. You know what I mean?
Like Papaw. Yeah.
Like I had a Papaw, which I love. Is one of the best people I've ever had in my life. But my father-in-law is not a Papaw or a Pawpaw or anything
it has
like that.
It has a deeper Southern sound to it. Yeah, you're right.
And so. Everything was going along fine. Lainey called him Mimi and Granddaddy. Aiden came along. He calls him Mimi and Granddaddy. Then Jody's sister, younger sister, had these twins. And they call her Mimi, but all of a sudden they just call him Gran because they couldn't say Granddaddy. So now that's just Mimi and Gran.
Really?
And I'm going, so your kids weren't smart enough to say the whole thing, so now their names have changed. Because, Jody's sister is not nearly as smart as Jody. And so I guess they got that handed down to them or whatever. But now what will happen is that he will call himself Gran to my kids. When he's not grand to them.
I was going to ask, like, what is it? What do you care what they call him? But, if it's...
But now it's messing the system up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your kids established the system. So
exactly.
By being first, that's part of the deal.
Technically, I established the system.
You gave the name.
Yeah. And that's, that's part of what I do as my livelihood is come up with catchy names for things.
It's true.
And they're going, you're going to let some little toddler change what I came up with? No. So I'll say you're not grand to them. My kids are grown.
Deal with it.
Hey, who the hell is Gran? There's no Gran in this house. It's Granddaddy. Get your shit together, Rex.
That's a good name. Just standalone for Gran.
I like that.
Yeah. Hey, Rex. Yeah. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I would stick. I would
my like mom did not want to be. She would. My mom selected hers. I want to be called, and she went with G-Mama because that way. It's because we always called her Mama, and now I guess I've shortened it to kind of Mom. But she wanted to determine because she didn't want to be called. She was concerned about what she would be called. She didn't want to be a Mama or a Meemaw or any of that.
Yeah.
She goes, I'll come up with something. I was like, okay. So she came up with G Mama. I was like, okay, that works. I think it's kind of unique. It's different.
That was gangster.
And then
G Mama.
So I was talking to my dad one day, and I said, what do you want? Before we had Peyton, what do you want Peyton to call you? He goes, I don't know. What's your mama going to be called? I said, she's going with G-Mama. He goes, well, I'll just be G-Dad. Okay, big decision's made. We're moving on.
Was she okay with that?
Yeah.
G-Mama. She didn't care.
Okay. Yeah, she didn't care at all because she determined her. He was like, that's G-Dad works for me. I like it. So that's good.
So when my first nephew was born, and it usually is where the grandfather doesn't care one way or the other, really, unless you call him, like D-bag or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
But my mom picked out what my nephew would call them, and it's Graham and Gramps. Mm.
Graham and Gramps.
I like Gramps.
Yeah. And so my kids, by the time they came along, there was no Graham and Gramps as a couple.
Yeah.
So, they don't, one way or the other. Oh, it's Grant and Graham, And they don't, I could probably count on, on my hands how many times they've actually talked to Gramps.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's not involved really in much. But it's not because he's old and feeble or anything, you know, bedridden.
Just an asshole.
No, he's not. He just has a new family now that take up all his time. Yeah. But hey, this is supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ Button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ Button.
So, on the regular old morning show, during one of the breaks, Riggins was letting Alexis know just how baffled he is about somebody that she finds attractive.
Yeah.
Does it really bother you that much?
Absolutely it does. Because I hate this guy. I hate him. I always have.
It's Eminem. And Rob even came in this morning when I was in the conference room doing valuable, exhaustive show preparation and said, I need to tell you this just before I forget it because it's funny. Alexis was just talking about how hot Eminem is and what she would let him do to her.
Oh, really?
Rob, I can't. This is why.
What really? What did she say she would let him do to her?
She said, her phrase was, I want him to do the things that he said he was going to do to Kim to me. I said, he said he was going to murder her.
Not that part.
But even people that love Eminem, he's usually not considered to be a sex symbol of any kind.
No, he looks like I don't want to use the word I used earlier, but he just looks scary and angry and not a good looking dude.
You know what's so funny is when I was recording the podcast yesterday, I was talking about Justin Timberlake, and I'm like, yeah, my boo Justin Timberlake. I'm like, but Riggins hates him, so don't say anything. So all the guys just, I guess, are not on your list.
I'm not.
Well, I was about to say, just from the Eminem thing, that the white guys you're attracted to are white trash guys.
Yeah. That's
it's like, I do like white guys. White trash ones.
What's your type? White trash? Yeah.
But Justin Timberlake's not white trash.
And I like Casey from Yellowstone. I really like him. Yeah. I think it's just because he's a cowboy.
Yeah. Rope-a-dope. Is he a good-looking cowboy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he is.
Maybe that's what you.
But
did.
Again, have you seen him? He's killed some people.
Yeah, he has a little dark side to him.
Oh, there a couple times he didn't mean to. He just had to.
Have you seen the movie with Bradley Cooper where he plays the sniper guy? The true story of the sniper guy. Casey was in that. That guy who played Casey was in that movie. And you would think he looks good. Of course, he had short hair and all, but he was still dirty and out there in the desert.
I think Bradley Cooper is hot too.
So look at that, Riggins. She likes all kinds of white, not trash guys.
Yeah, I was just shocked. I was like, who says Eminem is good look, like an attractive guy? But then Rob was saying how she was going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs
God,
over the guy.
Rob, I can't tell you anything.
You're right. Always been attracted to Eminem or just as he's gotten older?
I've always been attracted to him, but I think that now he just looks like a man. Before he just looked
like a dork.
Like a kid.
Yeah. Like you would see him at a, not, he'd be in Orlando, but not at Disney World, at one of those parking lot carnivals they have set up every 5 feet.
Yeah, that bleached blonde hair is not my thing.
White socks pulled up to his knees and pool slides, denim shorts, and an undershirt.
No Rugrats. Yeah,
right. Cornball. What is that?
That's what you like.
I wonder if anybody has ever caught him laughing or something. He's like, I told you, don't tell anybody I laughed. Yeah, I wonder. It'll mess up my
For
image.
Real? I have never seen him laugh.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't seem like a happy guy.
No, I mean, I don't
but
think
But he's
he
probably
is.
Behind the scenes. He's probably silly.
You think?
Oh, yeah. That's really? All an act, yeah. Now, when he first started and he was still white trash, it probably wasn't an act. But he's been rich and well-respected and the top of it, considered one of the GOATs. There's no way he's still unhappy like that. He's, you know, he's chilling, laughing with his buddies, having fun, talking shit. And then, like I told you, no cell phones. Nobody can see me smiling.
I just Googled Eminem laugh, and the first thing that comes up is Eminem caught laughing in 2017.
Perfect.
Now, does that ruin it for you? If you saw him laughing and being silly, would that?
No, that makes me like him even more.
Really? I thought you liked it because he was hard. Because none of your boyfriends have ever smiled in a picture, have they?
Stop.
They all make the Jay-Z face. As soon as the camera, as soon as the picture is taken, then they'll be like, bah!
They better not.
Look, she can't even see through the camera. She's so short. Bah! All right, look, I'm going to count to three. I'm taking it. I was like, click. Bah!
Little ass. You're
a tiny little girl.
Huh? Short ass. Can't take it. That picture going to be tiny as hell. That picture going to be a real thumbnail.
Yeah, is Eminem tall enough for you? You like tall guys.
I mean, yeah, but a lot of them are going to be taller than me anyways. How tall is he? Like 5'8"?
He's 5'8", exactly.
Oh, well, that's the perfect height for a man.
That's good.
It is. I've looked it up. Mm-hmm. Scientifically, the perfect height for a man is 5'8". And chubby.
Works in radio.
With a buzz cut because it all fell out.
That's what they say.
Oversized hoodie. Yeah.
I Googled it.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Hey, that's follow the science is all I'm saying.
Who's got an affinity for As Seen on TV products? I don't make the rules.
And women from Brazil.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, Brazilian tan lines. So who else do you find attractive that Riggins might think is dumb?
Leo DiCaprio?
No.
They don't have to be white.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because that's what we were talking about.
Will Smith. Yeah, I think Will Smith is hot.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good. Yeah. I just, that was a controversy. Don't you think Eminem is a controversy when you're like, who do you find attractive? Eminem. You're like,
it's not someone that would be at the top of the list.
Right.
Think.
Leonardo DiCaprio. That makes sense.
Kodak Black. That makes sense.
Stop it right now.
I want to drive the boat.
No, thank you.
Yeah, if he said something like that, I'd go, what the hell is this?
Oh, God, I don't know what.
Okay, let me, what other white guys do I know? Yeah. They're just begging to know what white guys I like.
Yeah, I don't know. My taste's kind of all over the place. Enrique Iglesias, I love him.
Who?
Enrique Iglesias.
Or post mole?
All of it.
Removal.
He's hot before and after the mole. Mole, mole, mole.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mole.
Do you prefer, like, if you're going to be attracted to a Hispanic guy, do you prefer regions of, like, would you rather, are you more attracted to Puerto Rican guys than Dominican?
I like the Caribbean men.
Yeah.
The most. So Puerto Rican, Dominican, Cuban.
Bahamian.
Yeah. Bohemian.
Yeah.
And then some South American, like Argentinian men, are fine, and they have very good wine down there.
Down where?
In Argentina.
Twixt their leg? Oh.
Because.
Down, they got good wine down
there. They got good wine down there.
Have a sip.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I like it. yeah. And then.
Did you say Colombian?
They're hit or miss.
Racist.
I know the women
what
are.
What a racist.
Stop it. Yeah. Women are beautiful. Men, hit or miss. And then Spanish men from Spain are always very good looking.
Oh, yeah,
with
a nice paella.
I love paella.
Yeah. Well, you have a nice paella. Can I touch it?
Who do you find attractive? Enrique Iglesias.
Enrique Iglesias.
Enrique Iglesias.
How do you say it? Say
Enrique Iglesias.
Okay, well, Iglesias? It's not Iglesias. It's Iglesias. Yeah.
Iglesias.
Yeah. She's right.
Enrique Iglesias.
See, now I can make fun of how you pronounce something.
Yeah, well, that's what's fun about it. We were at the golf tournament for somebody had a soccer net, and I said, "Oh, it's the sport of your people." And then she points out at the golf course. She goes, "That's the sport of your people." she had one right for me. Yeah. Pa-pow! Good point. Touché.
The sport of your people. But Enrique actually pronounces his name more like Enrique.
Enrique?
Enrique Iglesias. He runs them together. Enrique Iglesias.
Enrique Iglesias.
Enrique Iglesias.
And he pronounces his S as S, because that's how it is in Spain.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Say it again, he pronounces his S as an V.
Like a TH.
Yeah.
Enrique Iglesias.
Enrique Iglesias. Yeah, that's just called a lisp.
Yeah.
But in Spain, that's the accent. That's how they
it's
say
got
it.
Lisps.
It's not bullshit. She's just trying to get
look
some
it up.
Leaves.
Look it up.
She's saying, I'm going to see what they'll believe.
Yeah. I'll have two burritos, two enchiladas, and a bag of tortilla chips.
I'll have a speedy Gonzales. Yeah.
You guys have queso? The speedy Gonzales.
What about a taco salad? Excuse me. Por favor.
You have Sprite.
Oh.
Yeah. If you do that in a restaurant, they're not going to look at you and go, oh.
Two cervezas.
A real speaker of the language.
Dos cervezas. Por favor.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Why? Is that a Spain thing or
yeah,
all?
No, okay, it's just a Spain thing.
Just like all Spanish.
We think we're going to fit right in, so we fly over there. Like, yeah. We got this. Two cervezas, please.
We love Spain.
Yeah, we're big on Spain. Where are you guys going? Spain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly on the plain.
Oh. Locals, I see.
Yes. Yes. Certainly.
You could say
of,
that.
Of course.
Yeah, you could say that. We're pretty familiar.
Of course we are.
Oh, God. I'm gonna...
Could I have some plantains?
Do you guys have swim cocktail? How many swims do I get with that? That can't be right.
It's right. If you look up, well, you wouldn't know because you're not going to understand what they're saying in Spanish. But if you look up interviews of Enrique Iglesias talking in Spanish, you'll notice it. It's
Rob,
there.
Please find us an interview of Enrique Iglesias talking in Spanish.
But it has to be in Spanish.
He can't even speak Spanish anymore.
Yeah, he can.
You've been over here too long.
He sings Spanish.
And where's Anna Kournikova from? Czechoslovakia?
Yeah, I don't know.
Something like that?
Big white people. I figured Sweden or...
Yeah, I think Kournikova is a one of those Czech Republic, Russia...
Russian. American Russian tennis.
Russian.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Ooh, is she still?
From Russia. Yeah.
They just had another kid.
And that makes her hot to you, Riggins?
Hell yeah. She's got nice birth and hips. That's what I look for.
Anna Kournikova.
I don't know how current these pictures Anna are.
Anna Kournikova.
They're close to being current. Yep.
Kournikova.
Kournikova. Is it Kournikova? No. Kournikova. Kournikova.
We're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
See, look at this.
Where's your husband?
Yeah, where's that? I want to get my hands on that Enrique Iglesias.
One of the things on Google, if you it says, do all Spaniards have a lisp?
Oh, no way.
I'm telling you, I'm not lying to you guys.
Because I think, yeah, I shouldn't make white people believe it.
Have you ever been called a Spaniard?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, you haven't been far enough south.
I guess they use Spaniard.
Yeah.
Oh, on YouTube, it says there is a category called Spanish Lisp.
Mm.
I know some things, guys.
The Spanish Lisp, fact or fiction. Yeah.
How unfortunate. It's like part of your dialect. You're like, I'm sorry. Way we talk.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.